JKT, KO4HGX.
W2JKT.
Scratchy still, but it'll clean up here in just a second.
And if you're coming in, it's fine.
I'm going to get around these mountains up here. It's a killer some days.
That changing, it's going to change a little bit too, just the drop in humidity and the different temperatures and stuff like that. It'll change propagation a little bit.
That already, the drop in temperature, like you say, the humidity, things are changing.
The days until summer again. Down here to get away from the northern winters.
Blame me from living up there. I make quite a few visits and trips up there, so. But it's nothing like living up there and having to deal with it nonstop, day in and day out.
Lived in Philadelphia, it was just awful, you know, to not be able to do anything outside from, like, the beginning of October until the end of March. You know, because just, you know, October through March, it was just too cold to do anything fun outside.
That's what I like about right here where I'm at. I'm a little colder than what y'all are, but it's still, you can get outside during the winter time and move around. You can still, you know, do stuff. You might have to put an extra layer on, but you'll be all right.
When I live near Clemson, you know, really winter was just a few weeks in January. In Shelby, it's a little bit more, but, you know, we have warm days even through, like, October, November. And then starting in, like, February, you get those occasional days in the 60s. And it's just, you know, much milder winter overall. So definitely a lot better than, you know, the bitter cold of the north.
Break out that old snow shovel every day to get to work.
Anymore.
And from time to time, we'll have to use it around the house, but it's generally not too bad. And then I got the snow plow for the side by side, so if it does get too bad, I just jump on it and take care of it that way.
More up in the mountains, too, right?
Live just outside of Brevard.
Get a little bit more snow than, you know, we'd get down in Shelby or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, you probably need to have those things. But I figure if it snows, I'm just going to stay home.
If it snows, I don't take the tool truck out. It's just not worth it. But I'll take the side-by-side and go scrape driveways or something like that and go check on people, make sure they got what they need.
Now it's much more like, you know, kind of more dense neighborhood, and yeah, I think everybody is just, you know, close to somebody else, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, if everybody gets snowed in, you know, I can still, you know, get stuff what I need from neighbors or whatever, or help out my neighbors if they need something. So, yeah, it's a little bit more community where I am. You know, uptown Shelby is got a lot of people, so I have not experienced any snow there, just haven't moved there over the summer, but, you know, maybe it'll snow, maybe it won't this winter.
If they get too much snow down that way, but, and like you say, if it does, it won't hang around long, and you can just stay inside and work from the house or do whatever you got to do that way.
JKT, yeah, our work from home policy is definitely liberal. When it comes to that, you know, bad weather, whatever, they told everybody last week that, you know, with the hurricane coming through, just everybody stay home on Friday just in case, you know, and it was fine. So, you know, I'm not too worried about it.
Definitely takes some stress off when your workplace is that understanding and forthgoing with stuff, so that does help.
For a year and a half with COVID, everybody working at home, so, you know, they're like, the leadership is like, okay, well, it works, so it's not a big deal. But anyway, I'm getting off the interstate. I'm just going to cruise into this gas station, fill up, and then head down to the plant and get going. So it's good talking to you this morning, Patrick, and everyone else, if you're still around. 73 to everybody, and I'll catch you guys a little bit later. I'll be clear on your final. This is W2JKT.
Eric, good to talk to you this morning. Have a good day. KO4HGX. I'm clear.